New website wins top award for digital accessibility. Review writer William Witt explains how we built a site that anyone can use. Many websites you find on the internet these days are made accessible by the bolting on of various tools which often don't work as expected. We decided to take a different approach by creating a website which had accessibility at its core. So, during the development of the site, we consulted with a number of members, as well as others with a variety of disabilities, to test the website and ensure it could be used by anyone. Following extensive testing by accessibility experts AbilityNet, our website received an Accredited Plus certification. This means that it's not only technically accessible, but also usable in real life, proven through testing by users with many different accessibility requirements. I spoke to member trustee Jamie Cuthbertson, who was one of those members who took part in testing the website during its development, to ask him about his involvement. Jamie said, "As a member with no sight at all, I was asked to take part in testing the website during the development. There were other members with different levels of sight loss and ways they access the internet involved too. It was a refreshing change from the norm, as all too often this sort of testing and development is only thought about after the launch in other organisations. I was asked to perform a number of tasks on the website and report back if they could be done simply. Things like using the eligibility checker and making a donation. The vast majority of the site was very good, and the feedback I provided was listened to and implemented. Then I tested the site again. I think it's a brilliant website, and one that's extremely easy to navigate for anyone with vision impairment. I navigate with speech, and it's a breeze because of the well-thought-out and consistent use of headings and other features, making it easy to navigate to important parts of the page. I feel like I'm experiencing it as close to a sighted experience as possible. It's going to be great for getting potential members on board, as they can easily find out what we do, how we can help, and if they are eligible. I would encourage members to visit the website and pass on to the charity any feedback you have, as improvements can always be made."